Before we discuss the Anthony Fauci Inquisition, Charles, just out today, we're taping this program on August 24th. The Trump administration is now preparing to revoke the business visas and the tourism visas for up to about 200,000 people who are here legally, currently seeking asylum status. And, if this happens, it would be the single largest mass revocation of visas, and who knows, the single largest mass deportation to go along with it. It's just, there's no doubt it's going to be challenged in the courts, but it's historically unprecedented. And if the State Department has its way, if Stephen Miller has his way, they will be announcing that these B1 and B2 visas issued over the last decade, to people who came here seeking asylum, again, came here for legitimate safety, protection, life-threatening reasons, they could be toast. They could be gone. This could help Stephen Miller reach his quota. What is it, 2,000 or 3,000 deportations?
3,000 a day.
Yeah.
So basically he's aiming for 90,000 a month. For no discernible reason other than, I guess, the highest month during the Obama administration was 67,000. So they want
67,000?
Yeah.
That much. Wow.
Yeah. So they want to beat that record.
Yep.
And he just wants some margin. It's not like when
So it's a sport.
Right. Well, it's not like when, Trump talked to Roethlisberger down in Georgia and came out with, I just need 11,561 votes. Just one more. than I need to win the election.
Just a margin of safety. Yeah. So I will say, I have no doubt that the legal challenges. Well, I'm no doubt. I'm reasonably confident the legal challenges are going to hold this up for a bit. But I don't know. I don't know how far he's going to be able to go with this. It's pretty extreme.
And this is not
it's unprecedented.
This is not necessarily. First of all, this isn't the worst of the worst. Right.
No.
Their favorite term of the worst of the worst being like that dad, with the construction business of the soldier who was on the sailor who was on the
recently,
Lincoln.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So this is how they reward the family, by sending dad home. Yeah.
While the kid is stuck on the USS Abe
exactly.
Lincoln. Right.
But these are visas that are given out because of generally intellectual capabilities and professional capabilities. Sort of like Melania. That's how she got to be a citizen.
Which one was she?
I think she's a B1 genius. They call it the genius visa.
She's a genius?
I think, she is a linguist.
Wow.
A multilingualist. Supposedly she can speak 8 languages. We're unclear which of the 8, but they don't include English.
Wait a minute.
As her recent press conference at the... Oh, I'm sorry. It was the... she was the lead speaker at the school event.
That was unkind.
I mean, she's still... I understand that she has a Slavic accent, but she's
a compelling accent. Well, you can't understand what she says?
I can understand what she says because I lived in New York.
Well,
but
people from here can barely understand you.
Anyway, the point is that these people are doing things. They're in the process, right? This isn't like you can say, well, you need to do it the right way.
Right.
They went from visa status.
Yeah.
And then
we're changing the rules.
Well, what they're claiming is that the asylum was always a backup and they couldn't get a green card some other way. So they claim they want an asylum. So these people need to go.
It's like changing the rule in the middle of baseball. That no, it's not 3 strikes and you're out. It's 2.
Well, it's like when they pick up these people, they pick up people who are coming to their mandated visits with the immigration courts who are in the process of trying to get citizenship and they take them away from the hearing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's evil.
It is evil.
It is evil what's happening.
Yeah.
So,
and do you wonder why the GDP in the last quarter only grew 1.4%? When you start taking millions of people out who are consumers in this country.
Not just consumers, but workers.
And workers, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So switching gears, Anthony Fauci. he came before the U.S. Senate and refused to answer any question.
Right.
I think, did he plead the fifth, 100 times or more than 100
he
times?
He basically made an opening statement saying, I know why you, for the most part, said, I know why you called me back. You're not interested. The supposed reason for the hearing was to examine the origins of COVID.
Right.
Right. Well, it was going to be about whether it was a leak from the Chinese lab, you know...
That's a legitimate question.
All right, that's fine. It is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate question. And then they were going to discuss gain-of-function research because Rand Paul, as a ophthalmologist, is extremely literate in that, you know, literature.
Sarcasm?
Yeah. Okay. And then we had Ron Johnson doing his McCarthy thing, holding up a folder, shaking it at Fauci, saying, I have all these studies in here showing how many people have been killed by the COVID vaccine. You know, Ron Johnson, who is the second least intelligent senator in the United States, number one being, obviously, Tommy Tuberville, who's going to run for governor in Alabama, the man who didn't know there were three branches of the American government.
Wait, there are three? I thought there was one.
Well, there's only one.
Right now, yeah.
The executive branch. That's what the Supreme Court says. The executive branch is the only branch. But anyway, it was, so Fauci said it. And Fauci had like five lawyers behind him, his own lawyers. He said, the only reason you brought me back here is you were going to try to catch me on saying something that in some interpretation contradicts something I've said at multiple hearings before, and then charge me under whatever that public code, you know, that they were talking about would be to put me in jail. They weren't interested at all.
So, and do you think that's true?
Yeah, because they show no interest at all. He had answered a lot of these questions before.
So what could he have said that could have been used to put him in prison?
Anything that would contradict.
So it'd be hard not to say something.
Of course, because you don't remember exactly what was said.
Right.
Okay, but what the worst part of this is, forget about the McCarthyistic nature of this and the absolute embarrassment for a doctor, Rand Paul, and, you know, Senator Johnson. I mean, he is just an embarrassment any time he talks, as I've seen him. They wanted to rehash a article that was actually withdrawn in 2021 concerning the risk of miscarriages related to the COVID vaccine. This has been out there. I mean, it's like we don't even bother with doing science anymore when it comes to these kinds of things. We just, whatever conspiracy theory is out there from the highly literate group of people who are spreading information on X and TikTok, right? And, you know, as a physician, I'm just sick of it, all right? I'm sick of people talking about post facto by many years what we should have known at the beginning of COVID. None of these people were in the hospitals at that time. They didn't see what it was like to die of COVID. They didn't see what it was like to watch physicians and other people who worked in the hospitals die of COVID, all right? A disease that we had never seen before, a disease that we weren't sure initially how it was spread, right? You know, and they harp on things like, well, Fauci said that the public shouldn't wear a mask, right? Why did he say it? For two reasons. Number one, the public, as was clearly shown, didn't know how to wear a mask, right? They were taking up N95s and wearing them on their mouth because, you know, I know it's hard to understand this, but you breathe through your nose also, right?
Well, so probably some of your favorite members of Congress are mouth breathers, but anyway.
All right. Okay, so that, you know, that's the one thing they always, you know. And basically, he probably should have said, because we have limited amount of PPE, we need to have the health workers get it. Why? Because the health workers are multipliers, right? The more health workers you have, the more people you might be able to save who get sick from COVID, as opposed to trying to have the whole population wearing masks when they weren't available. Why weren't they available? Well, we were busy giving them to the Russians.
Yeah. So you think Fauci did a fine job?
I think he did what he had to do. And it, of course it looks worse. From a group of people who always say, hey, if you take the fifth, that, you know, then what are you worried about? Because then you must be hiding something. Donald Trump in every deposition he's been in, right?
Took the fifth.
Every civil deposition takes the fifth. But it's I don't want to hear from these people who don't know anything. I don't want to hear from these people who didn't experience. Hey, how about the fact that there were, you know, refrigerator trucks outside hospitals in New York City early on? Because people were dying so fast, the morgue was overloaded. They were taking people out to, is it Roosevelt Island, where they have the mass graves? I mean,
you're from New York, you ought to know.
Yeah, no, I think it was Roosevelt Island. And so all this stuff looking back about what we should have known, we didn't. So they bring up this article that was eventually retracted like months after it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, talking about that 80% of women who took the COVID vaccination during the first trimester suffered miscarriages, right?
And that turned out to be false.
It was total, yeah.
Where did it come from?
It came from this article in which they basically, it was a relatively small number of women who were surveyed. Because early on, pregnant women were not given the COVID vaccinations because during the testing of the COVID vaccinations, there hadn't been a lot of pregnant women that they were giving it to. And you know why? Because unlike what X and TikTok thinks, there's only, and RFK Jr. thinks, you don't take a group where you don't know what's called teratogenicity of a medication is determined, right? And teratogenicity is meaning changing the DNA. And you don't do that when it's most likely to harm a fetus.
So let me ask you the political question. What advantage do the Republicans gain by bringing Fauci before the U.S. Senate and by, in their hopes, putting him behind bars?
Well, Rand Paul personally hates Fauci because Fauci has upbraided Paul multiple times. He doesn't know what he's talking about on function of gain of function research, you know. And this is personal with Rand Paul. This has nothing to do that he cares about policy.
Well, Rand Paul is among the U.S. Republican senators that tend to have an independent bone.
But this is not about independence. This is fall in line with the conspirators, you know. No, it's personal for him. The rest of it, what's it about? Who was president during a good part of the COVID, you know, endeavor?
Well, Sleepy Joe Biden.
No, Sleepy Joe Biden became president in 2021.
Oh, I mean early on, Trump, sure.
Yeah. Oh, early on being the first year.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha, yeah.
Right. Mr., you know, what was the vaccine operation, whatever? You know, how they got the vaccine out so fast? Yeah. They got the vaccine out fast, but they didn't set up any way of distributing it. But that's a typical Trump plan, which is you only do the first step. You don't think past the first step. And then, of course, he had downplayed it, right? They want to make Fauci the villain and have everybody ignore. Why do you think Trump lost the election in 2020? By the way, Jim Solomon, just the other day,
you think Trump lost because of COVID?
You don't think so?
No. I think he lost because Joe Biden wasn't able to go out and campaign because there was enough concern about how he had managed things that you know, voters opted for an alternative. We can go into why he won again.
COVID. Trump went out and campaigned at rallies.
Biden didn't.
Well, what's the point? The point was he lost because he mishandled COVID because he told everybody it wasn't that big a deal. It was going to go away in 2 weeks, like everything is 2 weeks with him.
I'm not sure.
And also the great remembrance of the Trump economy in Trump 1 is a myth. Manufacturing jobs were bottoming out a year before the first COVID case hit the United States.
I think that has a lot more to do with Trump losing in 2020 than COVID.
You can think what you want.
But, oh, thank you.
You know, you can think what you want, but he was the president for the bulk of the for all of the pre-vaccine time. It was Operation Warp Speed. Yeah. He was president during that time. Also,
he was president for the first
the first cases in the United States were in February of 2020.
Okay.
He was president for a year.
So February
essentially a
through
year. And the vaccine comes out at the end of 2020. As soon as the vaccine comes out, the number of cases begins to diminish relatively quickly. But they don't want it to fall on Trump. So it's Fauci who's the problem. They vilify the vaccine. They come up with all these conspiracy theories. They want to talk about gain of function, which most people don't understand. And it's about shunting the real responsibility away from Trump. It's what they always do.
I'm going to go with the other theory that this is a vengeance. This is Rand Paul's vengeance tour.
Well, it is.
Tour.
I mean, for him it is.
Yeah.
But for the rest of them, it is just Trump is infallible.
Sure.
He didn't do anything wrong. Nobody could have done better during that time.
Yeah.
But it's also part of authoritarianism, which is what this country is experiencing. has to denigrate anybody who knows anything.
Right.
So you put amateurs in the government, and then you turn around and say, see, government doesn't work, so government's the problem. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Right?
Or Newt Gingrich.
You know, it is a feature of MAGA / MAHA that the denigration of expertise. And what this does is, who's ever going to want to work for the government anymore?
This term, Trump has purged so many longtime employees that really know what they're doing.
Right, but who's going to come back?
I know, yeah. It's like allies across the world. Who's going to really come back and want to be a U.S. ally? Given the fact, even if you have a more reasonable person elected in 2028, what confidence does the rest of the world have that won't change again in 2032?
You know, right? It's a real problem. It's just like you were talking before about the tariffs.
Yeah.
Who's ever going to make a deal with the United States again?
But I do go back.
The North Koreans.
I'm going to stick with my. Trump operated for 9 months under COVID. I'll give you February, but that's through October. That's nine months. And then, so I don't, and there was a lot of unknowns going on. It was confusing. Things were changing all the time. It was a new challenge, and it was a really serious challenge. But I don't see that as being the main reason he lost. Okay, I'm wrong, right?
I think that, you know, his approval numbers were pretty much where they are now, toward the end of his term. So economics clearly was beginning to undermine his favorability.
I'm going to say a big reason that Trump won in 2024 was because Democrats had not figured out the importance of what's going on in Israel. They had no good answer to economic calamity and affordability and those issues. And they nominated a candidate. Well, it wasn't really a nomination. They coronated a candidate, Kamala Harris, without any kind of due process.
I would think number two, it was the main reason. Was the
economy?
Yeah.
Well, I would say in states like Michigan.
In Michigan, yes, perhaps.
Yeah.
But in most of the country, it was about the simpleton solutions that Trump gave, which were none. He simply said, I'm going to make prices go down on day one. And then you believe me, I'm sorry, why bother to go to college? If you listen to somebody who says, I'm going to make prices, I'm the president, prices are going down on day one. That means you don't think. That's impossibility. Nobody, and the lamestream press never said to Trump, what's your plan?
It took me 10 years to get my undergraduate degree, Charles. Is that, you hold that against me?
I mean, I have a graduate degree. But the point is that people fall for these simpleton solutions. I can make prices go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know how he's doing it now? With socialism. He's setting the price of beef. Ground beef for the next three months, by the way.
It's starting to look more like communism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Government control of the economy.
Beef, which we have no idea where it's coming from. There's going to be no sourcing on the packaging. I think it's coming from Australia. I think it's kangaroo.
Australia. It's kangaroo. You think it's kangaroo?
He won't say where it's coming from.
I'm intrigued now. I've always wanted to try kangaroo.
You know.
I hear it's a little bit like chicken.
No, I mean, it's probably just like any other red meat.
We better go to a break now, because
that's fine.
We've just crossed a line.